This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A monumental choke job by the New York Knickerbockers has America talking about it. And we are no different. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
Last night, the Knicks blew a 14-point lead, a 9-point lead, by the way, with just 52.5 seconds to play. And, Mike, look, I don't think we have any love loss for the Knicks here in Atlanta because, you know, Trey put them on blast a few years ago. They hadn't been in this position in many, many years. But the irony, and we were talking about this before we started the show today, the irony that the Knicks are playing the Pacers and a moment plays out. Now, it wasn't a game winner, but the fact that it puts the game in overtime and that they had no shot of winning this game, 3 minutes left in this ball game, and Halliburton hits that two, which we thought was a three, and he does the choke sign.
Yeah, man, literally. It's not 30 years to the day, but it's 30 years ago that Reggie Miller, you know, guys, famously, the 8 points in 9 seconds right in front of Spike Lee. As Spike Lee's losing his mind sitting courtside. Spike Lee's in Cannes, by the way, for the film festival, in case you're wondering why is Spike Lee not sitting courtside. But, yeah, man, that was something to see. And Reggie Miller on the call on TNT, so good with Kevin Harlan. That's what you need, man. Not that ESPN stuff. But anyway, it was gold last night. Knicks fans stunned. Have you ever heard the garden so quiet as when the Knicks were attempting those free throws? I mean, you literally could hear a beer vendor pouring a beer as the sphincters were so tight at the corner of 33rd and 7th. So Knicks fans have got to be figuring you've blown it because the Pacers now have home court advantage, I should say, taking one of two on the road.
138-135. By the way, entertaining game. It just
was. Oh, yeah. It was big. It was because you had some counter punches. I mean, for a while there, Cat just got on fire in the second half. Karl Anthony Towns, obviously Brunson was making some plays. Knicks were getting the boards. And then all of a sudden, the Knicks just couldn't defend the perimeter. And it was just insane how the Pacers were getting the spacing. Look, Tyrese Halliburton is a taller version of Trey. You know, we talk about Trey and the things he's able to do, which kind of even more amazing when you consider his size. But Tyrese Halliburton, man, that's Michael Jordan, Reggie Miller type stuff you're putting on at the biggest stage.
Yeah, look, by the way, I said to me, this was the series that I had as a toss-up. I didn't think that the Knicks were going to come in and blow the Pacers out. What they did to Cleveland was not a fluke. And if they're healthy, and I think you're seeing this after game one, if you haven't watched the Pacers, they're deep. I mean, half of you didn't even know who Nesmith was. I mean, this guy's going off last night, hitting three after three. Mike, I think he had five consecutive three-pointers. And you're going, who is this guy? Is this not Steph Curry?
Right.
You don't even know who this guy is. So I think that they're deep. They play D. And, Mike, you mentioned it. Halliburton's playmaking ability is going to have them in this series. There's no reason to think that they couldn't win this series. But my thing was, they're going to have to do it outright. Like, if it's close, and Mike, last night, questionable calls? Did you think there were some questionable calls?
I think there were some calls that went both ways that were kind of goofy, I thought, at times. You know, I thought if you're looking at, Cat Goldin? I thought there was a goaltender, but I also thought Cat or Brunson who pushed off before he got the shot off.
Yes, Brunson.
And I thought that was something that shot would have been maybe disallowed, you know, because they take so much time to look at everything these days in the NBA. But I thought it was equally crappy officiating, if I'm honest. Luckily, though, guys made plays. I, like everybody else, had like, you got to be kidding me. When the ball goes up over the rim, it's like something from a freaking movie. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, and the ball comes down, and it's swish, and but then, of course, toes on the line. But unbelievable. And then you just knew the Knicks, even though they got the lead in overtime, you just had a feeling they had no shot.
All right, the play Mike's talking about, let's hear that. This is the game-tying shot by Tyrese Haliburton. By the way, watch the replay. He probably could have taken a layup. He took that right back outside, and he was trying to win the game. You know, he's literally, like, taking the ball
big
back
nuggets
out. He could have easily taken the layup, and he's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Here's the play. This is the call by Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller.
Haliburton, he'll take it. He'll backpedal a three for the win, and goal! Oh! He got it!
It's just funny because you're like, did that just happen? And the Knicks fans were like, yeah. Just deflated, man. 404-726-0929. Here's the thing, guys. We need characters. We need people to like and dislike in this TV show. I'm not talking about the Knicks and the Pacers. I'm talking about the NBA. And the reason is because this is why we watch. He did the celebration. And at that moment, all Knicks fans hated him.
Right.
You couldn't have felt one way or the other about Tyrese Haliburton. As soon as he did the choke sign, they were like, boom, you loser. They were calling him all kind of names. They now hate him. He has a reputation now around the league. And by the way, he's a nice guy. He's not a knucklehead. But the fact, Mike.
Not his fault his dad was acting like a fool on the court. Well, Tyrese is a dude.
That's his dad. He's a nice dude. But the fact that he did that, we need antagonists. We need good guys and bad guys. And listen, for all the years, think about how many years you've hated Draymond Green. You still watched him, though, didn't you? You want to see if Draymond's going to kick somebody. You want to see if Draymond's going to punch somebody. Now you kind of want to see. And by the way, this isn't the first time he's done this. For those who are not familiar, Mike, he did the Dame Time celebration when they played Milwaukee with Dame on the bench. I think the idea that he is pushing the limits and doing these antics is actually helping the NBA. And last night was a prime example of that. Now, if they don't win the game, it's a different story. But the fact that they won the game, and now you're like, oh, he's the guy that did that. People are going to be watching.
Well, it's the same thing that Trey did. Unfortunately, we just never backed it up. We went backwards. I mean, Trey, with taking the bow at the Garden, all the crap that literally the Knicks were throwing at us, spitting on us, all that nonsense. And Trey, you know, you on the biggest stage, the villain, Reggie Miller was the guy in the black hat. Tyrese Haliburton does not shirk away, to your point, from that kind of vibe. Trey doesn't shy away from that kind of moment. But you got to have the combination of the stars and the supporting cast. And the Pacers have that. You talked about Aaron Nesmith last night. I mean, 8 of 9 from three-point range. I mean, that was amazing. And then Obi Toppin also, I mean, only 8 points, but also contributing when you needed a rebound or needed some kind of transition action. So everybody's stepping up. And the Knicks, I mean, that's about as good as the Knicks can play. That's another thing about this game. That's about as good as you can get. Now, you could argue that Anunoby could maybe be a little bit better, but you got 35 from Cat and 43 from Jalen Brunson.
It's big. I mean, you shouldn't lose a game in which Brunson goes that much. I mean, there's just no way. Either way, the other thing we need, and this is what the NBA has been missing, rivalries. We just don't have them. And it's why I think when we talk about it, and we say this, like when you mention the Bulls or the Pistons or the Celtics or the Lakers, and you go back into these rivalries, and everybody's like, oh, we miss that. We need that. I need the Pacers to not like the Knicks and vice versa, Mike. I'm okay with that. And if this is going to be or become one of those rivalries where they're meeting consistently in the playoffs and there's some bad blood, I'm all for it. But to last night kind of hopefully created a little bit of that if you were leaning one way or the other. And now I can't wait for game two in this series.
Yeah, the ratings were down in the West, as we said. It was expected because you don't have Steph Curry. You don't have LeBron. We know who those guys are. SGA is the MVP. Ant-Man is, again, one of the top 5-6 stars in the league. But the rest of the casual fans are figuring that out. But this is one that needs no introduction. Now, it is kind of funny that we're talking about a script written 30 years ago that just kind of happened all over again last night with the Knicks blowing it, with a Reggie Miller-like character that you just laid out, the things that Tyrese Haliburton does. So if you're into, you're feeling really good. Knicks got to look inside themselves. They're getting crushed by, obviously, Sports Talk Radio, and deservedly so. Fans losing their minds. And we'll see, because that was an overtime game. You expanded a lot of energy. You had some really good performances. But at the end, you just could not defend the perimeter jump shot. I mean, some of those threes, you're like, and there were times you're like, let me wind up for this. Okay, and I got it. You know, and it's like that's, and Thibodeau's, you know, calling card is great defense. So man, if you're the Knicks, you're in your feels right now. You lose game two? Oof.
A lot of pressure. Let me hear Tyrese Haliburton talk about the choke gesture. Obviously, he was planning this. Don't know if he planned to use it in game one, but he was planning this because it came out quickly. Here's what he said about it.
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. Everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just gotta feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
I love it. And that's a great take, but it's funny. He goes, it's got to happen naturally, organically. The Knicks have to choke. You can't just do this unless the other team cooperates. And the Knicks did choke. I love that. That's one of the best answers to a question I've heard from an NBA player in a long time, man.
Timing was perfect. Timing's everything in life, and timing was perfect for that. Want to hear from you guys. Do you think this helps the league? I do. And if you go, well, it's just one game, these are the games that bring you back. This is the Jordan shot in Cleveland. When you go, wow, is he really that good? I got to see, and I'm going to watch him again. It's the Jordan going off in the Garden for 63. It's moments like this that bring us back, and we go, all right, I got to see what happens. 404-726-0929. You can text Mike and tweet at him as well. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. There was a lot going on today. Braves and Nationals hopefully get a chance to play tonight, 6:45, and they get a chance after being postponed last night. Also, Mike, we got home last night, and we're going to discuss this more coming up at 3 o'clock in our 4th and 1 segment, but Colts owner Jim Irsay passing away in his sleep at 65.
Yeah, man, and again, it kind of I guess first thing I would think of if somebody asked me, like, describe Irsay, I'd say character. Not that he had character, he was a character. Certainly had his troubles off the field. He didn't shy away from it, and then he turned that around into a positive and was a guy that certainly advocated to help folks dealing with addiction and things like that. But he's also a guy that it's kind of funny. Late in his life as an owner, he sort of became the human trial balloon. Anytime there was something that the NFL was thinking about maybe doing, Irsay was the guy they'd go to. It was kind of like the loose cannon to speak to the media. But you and I interviewed him once, and we interviewed him, I think, at the Super Bowl before you and I worked together because he was promoting some mental health initiative.
Yeah.
I mean, he for a while there, he looked like a guy that could play defensive end. He was a gym rat, you know, once he got over the drug issue. I mean, the guy was like ripped. So one of those dudes that was like, man. This guy looks like a bodybuilder, literally. But I mean, just a wild man. My dad used to say about a friend of his from Vietnam, it's not the years, it's the mileage. So he was 65 with some city miles. If we talk about Jim Irsay,
One of the best interviews I had with Jim Irsay was the decision for them to move on from Peyton Manning. You guys remember this? Manning has the back surgery, and everybody's like, and they obviously draft Andrew Luck. And for me, knowing the Lucks as well as I did. Once they drafted Andrew, I got a chance to talk to Jim Irsay about that decision process. Him and Peyton Manning, I don't know if you guys saw it, Peyton posted about him. They loved each other. It was business. They understood that. And, you know, it's rare, Mike, where you go from one franchise quarterback to another. And they did that with Andrew Luck, even though his career was cut short. But he was, just as you said, a character. He was one of these guys. Who did we have on, Mike? A couple of weeks back, and we were talking about the former Falcons coach, and we were talking about how fun it is just to talk to him.
Oh, guys like Jerry Glanville. Old school. OGs. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm not going to say he's that kind of character, but he's similar in a way. He's got these quirks and these quirky things about him.
He wore his heart on his sleeve.
He did.
You know, and again, he did have his issues. And seems like, you know, he's got the three daughters that are in the they had a plan in place for how this thing will be run as far as the Colts. But yeah, I mean, I like guys that are kind of like those loose cannon characters. So we could use more of that in the NFL.
And he would tell you what's on his mind.
Right.
He would not hold back. Rest in peace. More on Jim Irsay coming up as that catches the league, obviously, by surprise. And lots of guys, his former players responding and people around the NFL as well. We're coming back. Time for the Daily Download. We'll talk about our Braves, but we'll also tell you something that you may not know about Major League Baseball next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Next. It is Dukes and Bell. How about some college football news? Some news you can use. So today, the college football leaders unanimously approved straight seeding for this year's upcoming college football playoff. What that means, guys, is it's 12 teams as of right now. Mike and I were just discussing if they move to 16 at some point, which could happen, but it's 12 teams. But it was, hey, win your conference and you get in. Doesn't matter now. Regardless if you are a conference title champion, it does not mean you will get a bye. And so this means, Mike, for me at least, what the committee thinks of you and your schedule, even if you are a champion of your conference, is going to decide if you get one of those top four seeds. And now, you know, everybody's saying this is the right move. And Mike said it to me. Say it to our audience. Why did they do this, Mike Bell?
Money. Money, money, money. There's just more money. And, again, extra football. You know, it's so funny. Think about the arguments as late as, 20 years ago. Carl, you can't have a playoff. These athletes are just too big. You'll break down. Not to mention there's midterms and all that. Not even a discussion. And, again, the division, what used to be the 1AA, had their playoff, which, again, those guys are slightly the same size. Let's be real. So there was always a thin argument at best. But now there's so much money out there, you cannot say no. So here we are. So last year it would be Ohio State. What was it? I'm trying to think. Was it week 13 that you go with the final? Is that I'm trying to think the one they set up for how you set up your final four? Because it would have been Oregon. No, Ohio State, because they won the championship. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at last year. It's exactly what our final four would have been to start the this last year. Georgia, Oregon, Texas, Penn State.
Correct.
That would have been your 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
So Georgia would have been a 2, Oregon a 1, Texas, Penn State.
The other reason why they're doing this is obviously the complaints about Boise State. And what happened last year in the playoff, Boise would have been a 9 seed if this was the case this year. Nevertheless, I think this is the right way to go for college football. So the 5 highest conference champs are assured a spot, but they're not assured a bye. The 4 highest-ranked teams get the bye. So that's the thing. And I'm just saying this now because we're going to argue about it when the football season rolls around, guys. Well, they won their conference. Doesn't mean that they get a bye. So that's the one thing that we'll see changing. And I like the fact, Mike, this was what was on the table for the NFL. When you talk about reseeding in the second round, obviously they didn't vote on it. They took it off the table. But this is what we were talking about. Like, okay, should it really be this way, or should we have the highest ranked teams that automatically get the bye and not just the fact that you won your conference championship? Either way, it's a good deal.
Yeah, to me, it's not that complicated if you just wait strength of schedule. But last year, strength of schedule didn't get the juice we thought it was going to get from that college football playoff committee. That's why over the years, it's kind of been a moving target. And last year, it just they didn't seem to reward certainly what we expected them to do based on the schedules that, you know, Georgia played. That's why Alabama, had they just not lost Oklahoma, would have been in that thing based on their strength of schedule as well, and a big win over Georgia, you know, for the Crimson Tide. But yeah, to me, strength of schedule should be that defining, the most number one of all things above everything else would be the thing that I would place above, you know, your conference title. Because if your conference is weak, so what?
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. We are, by the way, 100 days until week one. College football. Right around the corner. Hey, man, love to hear from you guys. 404-726-0929. Hit us up on social media as well. What do you think about that? Do you like that, by the way? Look, it's going to benefit Georgia. I feel like, you know, again, last year, even with the losses, who didn't think they were one of the top four teams in the country? This is what Mike's talking about. Like, it's going to benefit Georgia. It's the argument now is going to be, we're going to, believe it or not, be arguing who's a better conference champion and who deserves to be a top four, because you're going to have, you know, five conference champions. You're going to have the at-large bid, which is what was Boise last year, I believe, right? Or no, they were their conference champion. You're going to have that, and you're going to say, okay, this team deserves to get the bye. Either way, it gives us something else to talk about, but I do think it's the right move by the college football folks who voted on this and unanimously said, top four teams get byes in college football, and it does not matter if you won your conference title. All right, my man Dom's behind the glass. He is our engineer, Day-Day executive producing today. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Oh, it's those Knicks choking the game away against the Pacers as they lose in overtime. 138-135. It was a great game, but when you're up 14 with 2:51 to play in regulation, you should not lose.
Yeah, and you watch that the game, and Thibodeau usually has something he can do defensively. They no timeouts, too, by the way. They lost a video challenge, so that was kind of crucial to maybe kind of regroup. I just thought, I mean, the Knicks got away. Think about that inbounds. Where, I mean, did you see where Jalen Brunson has, like, this crazy bounce pass, which could have been an easy turnover? Later, I think Clyde Frazier's like, let's not do that anymore. He's hugging him on the sideline. But that was one where you just seemed, it felt like the Knicks were really losing their composure.
Let's hear from Tibbs talking about how do they turn this around. Mike said it. Look, some teams don't recover. I don't know if the Knicks are going to recover from this. If the Pacers win game two, they are in real trouble. Here's what Tibbs said.
There's obviously disappointment when you fall short, you know, but it doesn't. We have to take a look at the film, make our corrections, and then we got to change quickly for game two. We got to be ready for game two, and that's all you look at. So you have to take disappointment and turn that into more determination.
Indiana used their bench more than the Knicks, which is kind of, that goes back to Thibodeau. But Bridges, 46 minutes. Brunson, 38. Josh Hart, 44 minutes. You got more balance from the Pacers bench as far as their minutes.
What about Charles Barkley, Mike? Tyrese Halliburton, you know, he hits the shot. Listen to Charles Barkley talk about his dad.
Great mama talking. It's time to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building.
Yes, it is.
Adam, I'm asking you. Hey, my man paid his dues. He did something really, really stupid, but he's been punished. And I'm asking you and the Indiana Pacers to let Mr. Halliburton back in the building for game three and four. I mean, he paid his dues.
You let him back in?
I'm with you. Yes. And by the way, Draymond and Charles, that's two of the same person. You need just Draymond, you're not on the set. Sorry. I know there.
Did he tell Draymond? He said, Draymond,
yeah.
I'm talking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was watching it live. I mean, I worked on a morning show once with five guys. That's too many voices. Anyway, Carl, yeah, and Draymond will be the heir apparent at some point, maybe ESPN, maybe NBC.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let the guys who have the charisma and the fun do it. Draymond, you're there. You're getting there. Not there yet.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I agree with Charles. Look, I thought it was going to be like a one-game deal. I didn't even think about this being like
rest
the
postseason.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Either way, I'm sure Mr. Halliburton will be in the building for game three. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Oh, it's the NFL. They did all this voting yesterday. Everybody's still talking about the tush push. Let's hear from Roger Goodell and what he had to say about it.
We'll see how it plays out this season with some of the changes that Rich mentioned and the focus on the committee. And then we'll come back and we'll discuss those as we always do every year. What's the right way to go forward? So I think the discussion was helpful to us and what we want to focus on this season.
He sounds disappointed.
He wanted this bad. The reports last week, what the commission wants, the commission gets. And when something like this is added, or they table it, but you feel you'll have a second vote, as we said, working behind the scenes, trying to get a consensus. But you got to get the 24 teams, 22. So it is interesting. I think it will die unless, as we said yesterday, you and I spent a lot of time on it, a few other teams other than Buffalo, which they do their version, not as effective, but a few other teams start running this thing and have success with it.
And that's what I'm waiting to see. I mean, like, we won't know that until the season rolls around. But as I said, if anything, I'd have it as one of our gag plays, Mike.
Right.
Like, I don't think teams are going to run it as consistently as maybe the Eagles do. But let's pull it out when you least expect it.
All I'm saying, and again, I can't speak for the other teams out there, Seattle, San Fran, Green Bay. But I just know with my Falcons, you don't ever really have a play to get that fourth and one over the years. This supersedes Zach Robinson. This goes back, as you said, multiple coordinators, Shanahan, Cutter, too. But I'm saying, unless you've got a surefire play to get you a fourth and one or a fourth and goal, okay. Because a jet sweep ain't it, man. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. Dede said something interesting, and let's see how petty the Eagles are. He said, for every team that voted against us,
we
do run the tush push. Here's the thing, though. Do you start the game with it? First play of the game, tush push. Second down, like, that's pettiness right there.
But again, there's a specific time and place. You know, if you get – now, here's the thing.
I would laugh at that.
No, but if Saquon Barkley gets 7 yards or 8 yards on his first run, you go tush push second and two, there you're sticking it to. But as you said, like Hans Gruber and Die Hard, hit it again.
Yes.
So, yeah, see if they got a stick in those teams that vote against
it. The first play of the game, kickoff, and you run tush push, Eagles fans will lose their mind. Like, every game you start that way, and I don't know if they will, but that would be, like, just for everybody who wanted this gone. Either way, it is here to stay as of right now. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Speaking of our Falcons, Mike, Zach Robinson, and we're going to play more of this throughout the course of the show for you guys. Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, Zach Robinson is our offensive coordinator. They spoke yesterday. He talked about the growth of Michael Penix. For some reason, and Day-Day, who was it you were saying that doesn't believe that there's enough conversation about Michael Penix? Who said that?
Our guy Will McFadden with Falcons.com.
Hello, Will! We've been talking about him all offseason.
They just gave us six national games, five and six if you count that 4 o'clock game. We got a lot of national juice. And as we said, they think that Penix, I thought it was a great explanation. We talked about it yesterday. We're going to score a lot of points, and the NFL schedule makers expect us to give up a lot of points. And those are the kind of games people want to watch. You know, teams scoring in the 30s or maybe more.
Here is Zach Robinson talking about the growth of Penix.
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. I think, obviously, that next level understanding of everything is an offense, you know, from a run game standpoint and, you know, play action pass, and we're getting into a lot of our drop back concepts. But it's great for him to hear these things, you know, obviously year two going into it. And then we do have a decent amount of new stuff, too, that's keeping everybody engaged and fresh, too. So he's doing a great job. He speaks up in meetings when he needs to and when he feels like it's appropriate to talk to the receivers. You know, a couple times it came up even to this morning in meetings. So he's doing a great job. He's such a smart player, and he's got great concept understanding of everything that's going on. So it's been cool to see him just keep taking the next jump. And then obviously once we hit, you know, and get real reps, that's where we'll see another jump in terms of just actually getting those plays reps live.
Now, he said a lot right there, but did you guys hear the flex?
Yeah.
He said, you know, he's got a lot of new stuff he's dealing with too. I got new stuff I've got in the playbook. We're going to be running new stuff and having new things in this playbook. Zach kind of just said right there, like, we're going to do some of the old stuff, but we're going to do some new stuff. Mike, is he saying, and this is the stuff I wasn't able to do last year with Kirk Cousins?
I guess. I still don't know what the hell those first 4 weeks were with Kirk Cousins. Some of it made no sense. But again, some of that was the limitations of that Achilles. So you're right. This is going to be Michael Penix. We said it yesterday. Play action pass has got to be a big part of this. Because you got such a great run game, and you've got such a weapon in Bijan that he can, you know, even a play action pass where he releases out, you throw it right back to him. There's a million ways to get some guys down the field open for Penix to hit him.
Guys, our daily download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. When we return, let's be honest with ourselves. They shouldn't even be where they are based on the circumstances. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Dukes and Bell. College football says we're going straight seeding. 12 teams, top 4 teams will get byes based on their rank, not if they won their conference championship or if they won their conference. More on that coming up a little bit later on. We were talking about and have been talking about the Knicks blowing game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Mike, and real quick, before we get into some Braves conversation here, the reason why, and I had a guy hit me up and he goes, well, you guys are making a big deal of this. It's the Knicks. I don't know how to explain this to you. Mike said it. The numbers were down. We mentioned this, what, 24% from last year's Mavs-T-Wolves Western Conference Finals. Mike, I think Luka was the draw last year. Everybody was kind of filling out Ant-Man. Now right. They're back. But it's the Knicks. That I just don't even know what to tell you.
I mean, it's the number one team, and I mean, number one market. They've never been the number one team.
Yeah.
So you got to go back to Nixon as president last time they were the number one team. But they've always had big names. They just haven't put it together. But in this case, this is the best they've been in years. And it's just so funny because you get the whole historical reference. I mean, this is Reggie Miller stuff just done by Tyrese Haliburton with Reggie Miller on the call. And the Knicks choked just the way, like they choked in 95 through 97. All those times when they called the series the Hicks versus the Knicks.
All right, more on that as we'll continue to talk about it. More from Tyrese Haliburton, an incredible run he's had here in these playoffs. And he's showing, by the way, that he is not the most underrated player, which he was voted by 90 NBA players unanimously, or should I say, they voted. Not all NBA players voted on this, and he's showing you that's not the case. Nevertheless, right. Braves are sitting in third in this division. We're just, what, 6.5, 6 games back of the Phillies. And the thing that is shocking to me, Mike, is, as I said, I thought maybe it would be June, even maybe late June, before we saw them make this kind of run to kind of get back in the mix of things.
Right.
They have gotten right back into it, and I don't think the Braves should be where they are based on all the things. Think about this, guys. Noah Acuña, we still haven't seen him. Strider pitches, and then he's done, right? 15-day IL, and then he just comes back, you know, the last start the other night. No Ronaldo Lopez, who was terrific last year. You're going into the season, you're going, all right, well, we're not going to count on him. Profar gets suspended for 80 games. We haven't seen him. I mean, you start thinking about all this stuff, and you go, oh, well, and then, you know, forget about the shortstop who doesn't hit and all the other things, Mike, that we've talked about.
Right.
Like, It's amazing to think that they found their way back into the mix, isn't it?
Right, and there's still room, I mean, for some extra dudes. I mean, I think at the trade deadline, I'd be very curious to see, you know, how they handle, you know, are they going to go after another position outfielder? Because remember, guys, the good news, bad news is we get Profar, but then he can't be used in the postseason. So if we make the playoffs as a wild card or win the division, he's not eligible because of the PED suspension. So I'd love to see them go get, you know, I'd love to see them go get that shortstop from the Nationals we've been just watching.
Oh, he's
the kid
good.
From, the kid from Alpharetta.
Yeah, he's good.
That's what I'd like to see. I mean, nothing against what we've got right now. You know, you got the plucky little guy who's Nick Allen doing a nice job. But it would be kind of cool to see them kind of shore up that position because that's, I mean, can Nick Allen sustain that? Okay, you know, no home run power, I get that. That's fine. But he's a good, you know, he's a steady defender, and he's been pretty good. But that would be something to think about. And then the bullpen, man, a setup man. And if Iglesias continues to wobble, 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 maybe get somebody else for that job.
The crazy thing is, if I would have told you, hey, A.J. Smith-Schwarber is going to be your best pitcher in May, none of you would have believed it.
Not in a million years.
Me neither. But he has been. And, you know, again, just in the month of May, three starts. He's given up one earned run in those three starts. Eight total hits, and he's thrown almost 20 innings.
Right.
So it's incredible to think how this thing has shaked out. But after an 0-7 start where, you know, this is one of the – will be, I think, one of the most incredible stories. If they're able to get to the playoffs and get deep into the playoffs, it's going to be one of those stories that we're talking about for a long time.
Right.
Braves are back to where they can make something happen, and not only in this division, guys, but also in the conference. And that's right. The part about this. And the Phillies, by the way, we said this. Look, I'm not going to discredit them. They're still in front of us. The Mets, Mike, you know, they spent all that money. But I'm not fearful of those teams. Like, we're going to get murdered the rest of the season playing those guys.
And look, the Mets, you could argue the Mets are kind of doing it with mirrors because they weren't really hitting. The pitching was really exemplary. They're playing 500 right now. Phillies, it's funny. The Mets were hot, and they kind of cooled off. Phillies hot right now. They won 8 of their last 10. Look, but that's, to me, Phillies have eaten all lunch. You know, two playoffs in a row.
You think they're in our heads?
To a degree.
Okay.
I think you got to push back. I think when somebody bullies you, you got to do something. We didn't. Don't, you know, that's my, I could write a thesis on the Bryce Harper incident because to me, it's almost like what happened to Mark Wohlers and the Braves after Joe Girardi's home run. Not Girardi. Yeah, was it Girardi? No, wrong guy. Leyritz. Leyritz hit the home run off Wohlers. But there's moments where somebody, you feel like, oh, you never got that momentum back, you know, or you never got that mojo back when it came to the postseason. But the Braves right now, as you said, 6.5 back, you'll get a chance to go toe-to-toe with those Mets and Phillies. But you're feeling certainly a lot better about yourself. And here's the thing. And when you do get our man, Acuna for life, and Ronald starts hopefully raking, don't know what he's going to be as far as the, you know, how dynamic a defender or a fielder is he going to be in right field. But, hey, if he can just get back to, imagine if he comes out and starts raking. Then you really don't have a lot of holes in this line. Then we can address shortstop. We can figure that out.
The crazy thing is, I still think he'll hit 30-plus home runs, even though he's missed, what, the first 2 months of the season?
Can he do that?
I believe he can do that, Mike. Now, given they pitch to him,
right?
If he gets hot and they start trying to, you know, pitch around him, that's a different story. But, I think he has that ability. Let me say this real quick about the Phillies. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. There have been times in the past where, Mike, we've seen this happen where teams, for whatever reason, got all over a team or into their heads mentally. Right. And sometimes the moment passes and you never get it back. And what I mean is, this is not the same team that the Phillies punked a couple of seasons ago. There are some guys that are on this team,
right,
but it's not. And that is why in the moment, right, and this is why I said it comes from the manager, and some of you, you know, we argued about this. Oh, Snitch, that kind of guy. He doesn't do those kind of things. Snitch is old school as it gets. He's seen a lot of guys hit and a lot of guys thrown at. And I feel like the moment passed, Mike. Like,
right,
the guys that are here and the Phillies, if they do have that edge up on us, then it remains because we never retaliated in a timely fashion.
Right. Again, guys, for those who remember, Bryce hits, he's on first. He goes to third on the amazing catch. Money Harris doubles him off at first base. And then in the locker room, somebody from Philly media heard Arcia going, thanks, Bryce. Way to go, Bryce. And that Bryce Harper. And that's how the thing started. And then he stares him down. Mean mugs him. I needed RC to step to him. Guys, go look up Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose, 1973. Pete Rose goes hard into second base. Bud Harrelson weighs like a buck 30, starts swinging on Pete Rose. This is some 500 Mets team that backdoored into the first place that year, and then goes on to the World Series. Sometimes, and this is something I will argue with nerds, you can't quantify it. You got punked. And yes, Snitker stood by and let the Cardinals throw at Ronald Acuna in a laugher of a game. There should have been some form of ramifications.
That should have been a brawl.
But we don't do that. No. And I if Freddie is on this team in 22, is it different? Or 23, I should say, is it different? I don't know. But it just, to me, it's something where we lost our mojo, looked like a bunch of puskators, and you don't get that back. So we'll see. I'd like to see some edge with this squad.
Here, and by the way, if for whatever reason you don't get what I'm saying, because somebody just said, you could hit him. It doesn't have the same significance. And right now, by the way, you just randomly pick a guy, not Harper. Let's just say JT Realmuto. You hit him. They're going to say, what is this about? Like for them, it's they can play the innocent card. I'm like, whoa, they're throwing at us now. What's this about?
Right.
You have to do – this is why when in baseball, when it happens early in the season, and guys always used to tell me, like, it ain't over. And I used to like, when's this going to happen? We'll see him down the road. The season's so long, Mike, but you have to do it in a timely manner. And so I only wanted to point that out, but I kind of agree with you.
Right.
I hope that's not the case, because what gets guys out of your head is raking and scoring runs. And if you're doing that against the Phillies this season, then all this stuff we're talking about maybe is moot. But I don't know.
But, I mean, it's such a silly little thing. And that's why I think some Braves fans, whenever I argue this point, they roll their eyes. They don't get it. You know, it was a conversation in the clubhouse where it goes, attaboy, Harper. Somebody in Philly got it. You understand, they had freaking T-shirts on this. This became a rallying cry for them. It's the stupid little things when – guys, some baseball players aren't the biggest, deepest thinkers out there, Carl. You're in a lot of clubhouses. Whatever you need to give you some extra juice, you know? And that's how this thing just turned into something. And Arcia never – you know, he's a goofy guy. He just never backed – he backed off. Should have been something. Should never let a guy stare you down as he's rounding the bases. That's weak sauce. Now you are his B. How many more metaphors can I throw out here on this one? And guess what? Subsequently, we lost it in 23. Last year, it was a different story. Last year, we rallied. We had to fight and claw just to get to that wild card. And the Padres are simply a better team than us.
We'll see what happens tonight. Nat series continues, by the way. Last night, as many of you now know, it was postponed due to the weather that was blowing through. But hopefully, you know, as we said, the weather won't be an issue, and they'll get a chance to finish this. That split doubleheader is going to be played, made up, I think, in September or in the end of August is what Grant told us yesterday.
Right.
So, and that, by the way, day game, night game. That's what we're talking about. So they'll make that game up. But our game tonight, scheduled for 6:45, A.J. Smith-Shawver on the hill again. He did not pitch last night, so we'll see where that goes, and we'll talk to Grant a little bit later on.
And by the way, C.J. Abrams, the guy I was talking to, he grew up in Alpharetta.
Yes.
That's a shortstop. That's a guy I kind of dig his vibe, man. And again, we'll see where it goes. You know, I mean, they're going to part with him, guys. I'm just saying, you've got Nick Allen, and that's okay. He's batting .262 right now, and the glove has been solid, you know, save for that one throwing error, and we still won the game. But, yeah. You look at this lineup, when we were killing it in 21, when we were killing it in 23, there was no weakness. 7-8-9 was not a weakness. 7-8-9 is kind of a toss of the dice right now for the Braves.
Yeah, and I think Snicker is still trying to figure that out with you see all the different lineups we've gone through already. That usually hasn't been the case when you figure out the lineup pretty early and you're just rolling with it.
Ozzie's
not done that.
Ozzie's OPS is 619 right
okay.
now.
Okay.
619. That's terrible.
619?
Yeah, that's terrible, man. 225. Now, again, I can't use batting averages because the nerds get on me, so I have to use OPS. So his OPS is 619 right now.
OPS has always been that indicator, Mike, slugging and on base. But here's the deal. Ozzie does have a 7-game streak going right now.
Right. He's batting .203 for the month.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was early this month.
But he's got, you know, my point is I hope he's heating up. Like, you get on these streaks and, you know, you have a 6-7-8-game hitting streak. Okay, hopefully that's moving you in the right direction.
And I said this before, he's my favorite Brave. But again, let me ask you, is there anyone that's been more exasperating with runners in scoring position?
Not this year.
And some of these at-bats are just, he's out with a whimper.
Yeah. No. It's been Ozzie, hands down, this season, which is unusual. And that's why I think everybody's like, okay, is he okay? He physically says he's fine. I just don't think he's found that rhythm quite yet. Hey, coming up, we got a lot more to dive into. We will talk more about what Zach Robinson had to say, our offensive coordinator, and Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, talking about what he's seen from James Pierce Jr. so far. Mm-hmm. You want to know what the DC thinks? Stay there. 4th and 1's on its way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.